In the book of Hebrews, the writer, and we're really not sure who it was, spends a lot of time talking about Jesus and trying to show how Jesus fits right in with all of the Jewish tradition that came before, which some people believed and some people did not. And in the tying in, he makes a point of how the faith that we have is inherited from generations and upon generations, and for some of us, a faith that is grafted onto another more ancient than our own. And the height of his statement is the 11th chapter. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, though it is all very good. But here are the first 16 verses. And I urge you to think again of that individual or those individuals you were thinking of at our opening as you listen to this reading. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this he received approval as righteous, God himself giving approval to his gifts. He died, but through his faith he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken so that he did not experience death, and he was not found because God had taken him. For it was attested before he was taken away that he had pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, for whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, warned by God about events as yet unseen, respected the warning and built an ark to save his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir to the righteousness that is in accordance with faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful, who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, as innumerable as grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith, without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desired a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. By faith. By faith. You know, there's nothing like seeing your father half out of his tighty-whities to make you think of faith. And don't paint the mental picture. It's just not worth it. But this past Sunday, or maybe it was the Sunday before, I think it was the Sunday before, I had pointed out that my father was my example, one of my examples of how I wanted to live my life. And then here I was on Friday night seeing him sitting there half out of his tighty-whities. Now you know, boxers or briefs, if you ever needed me. And seeing how fragile he was and how scared he was. You know, many of you have already been through those moments. Many of you are going through those moments right now where you suddenly realize you're kind of in charge. And it's not an easy thing to find yourself kind of in charge of people who were always in charge of you. But those words, by faith. And my father, I grew up on my tricycle pretending I was him when he was the fire chief, because I'd always hear his voice on the fire radio coming through, giving everybody what fur. I was mostly just thankful he was giving someone else what fur for once. But beyond that, to know that he was a guy who was trustworthy in an emergency. You know, go-to guy. If the chips are down, my father will pick them up and eat them. No. If the chips are down, my father will be there. And so on Friday night, it wasn't that hard for me, first of all, to stay out of the way of the people who did the real work, the first responders, but also to keep my head, because I'd been taught by the very best, my mother, an ICU nurse, and my father, former fire chief, how to keep my head and be useful, or at least not be a hindrance. It was by faith. And I realized that so much of who I am as I stand up here in front of you is by the faith of those other people. I think of your mom and Kay Sharon, who I knew since before I knew that I knew anybody, and who I've known my whole life, and who was a reference on my college applications for undergrad and then my first job applications as well, and who also was a mentor to me here in this place when I came as, can you believe it, pastor. Much of my faith was built by her, and I think of other people too. I think of your mom. I think of Ruth DeRoe, and this woman who just surrendered ability after ability, but that brain just kept going, and she stayed plugged into the world till the very end. And here's this woman in her 90s watching CNN and talking about things that are happening when she knows these things are going to be happening on this earth after she has gone on beyond. And part of my faith is that when I'm tired and just don't want to think about the world, I think of Ruth, and I think if this woman stuck in a wheelchair in so much pain can refuse major pain medicine so she can keep clear-headed to know what's going on, then surely I can do the same. And it's by faith. It's by her faith. And I think of so many other people, and you have so many other people in your lives as well. And by their faith, you have yours, and I have mine. And it is by your faith that I have my faith as well, and I'm sure I have some impact on your faith as well. And together, organically, we are faithful. See, this is what's so sad when we are unfaithful in some way. This is what's so sad when we sin in some way. Because we aren't just hurting ourselves, but we're turning our back on the very best of all that came before us. And that's why we turn from sin and come back in, so we can feel that warm embrace of God and all this Spirit that God poured into so many people that have made such a difference in our lives. So it is that the writer of Hebrews says, by faith, by faith, by faith, over and over again. It's an oratorical device. Remember, these things were read out loud in churches. They were meant to be speeches, many of these letters. And so when he keeps pounding away at by faith, by faith, by faith, what he is telling us is that is what is most important. By faith, we can move mountains. By faith, we can endure the storm. By faith, we can do what we don't think we can do. It is by faith, when we find ourselves over our heads, that we do our best work. When we let go of ourselves and our own abilities and let all of that be washed up in the great Spirit and move forward by faith. In the writer's day, he was trying to hold on to the teachings of Jesus. He was trying to maintain a connection to the Hebrew faith, because that was his standard. That was the foundation on which everything was built. And without the Hebrew Bible, without that Old Testament, it would all just wash away. It was necessary to have that solid, firm, ancient foundation on which to grow and say, Jesus was coming along and building on what we already knew, all the way back to Abraham, all the way back to Adam, all the way back. And we can do that here as well in this church. I can't look at that console without thinking of Kay Sharon there, because that's who was there when I was a little kid. And I think about that, and I think about the woman who taught Kay Sharon, Ruth Bish, mother of our own Ruth Dietering, who taught Kay to play that organ. And you can't think about Ruth Bish without going back even further than that until you get to 1880 and there's a blank space there and no organ. Until some people said, you know what, it'd be a good idea if we had an organ and built this gorgeous thing. And we can go back beyond there to the people who first built the church on this site 6 years, 5 years before that in 1875. And before that, a church that didn't stand up so well. And before that, a church that was okay but needed to be larger. And before that, a hill that somebody cleared. And before that, a town that was formed at the edge of the wilderness. And before that, we can go back to Native Americans that crossed a land bridge and spread out over all of the United States, which wasn't the United States at the time. We can go back before that to the people who came down below India, we believe. We can go all the way back to Africa, the cradle of human civilization. And by faith, whatever faith was back then, we move forward, and we move forward, and we move forward. And sure, those folks that crossed the land bridge didn't have digital watches, but they also didn't have Jerry Springer. By faith, we stand on the shoulders of people, standing on the shoulders of people, standing on the shoulders. We walk on bones of heroes. By faith, we move forward with things we don't even know we know. By faith. Most of us can go back 1, 2, 3 generations and remember people who made a huge difference. And those people we remember, they can go back 1, 2, 3 generations by faith. And so here you are sitting here today, and I don't care if you're 5 or 125. You're a pip. You're a little blip. You're a youngster who holds deep and ancient wisdom. You are a sack of skin and a bag of bones with the eternal held inside you. And it was passed on to you by other people, not just your parents. Your parents, sure, but also that the lady next door who made the best pies, or that crank down the street who threw cold water at you on Halloween, or all down the line. They say it takes a village to raise a child. It takes archaeology. It takes ancient history. It takes trigonometry. It takes everything to create one child, and everything is within that one child. I wonder where Caden's going to end up someday and what great things he'll do and pass on to others. I wonder what each of us still has inside us, no matter our age, that we're still going to pass on to someone else, that they can hold on to and say, by faith, I will do this. By faith, I will make this. By faith, I will soldier on. This summer, in fact, this year, let's start with Luz and Ruth and go all the way back. We have said goodbye to people we consider foundational to our community. And there's this illusion that forms because we love these people, that they were pillars, they were rocks, and then suddenly they were taken away. But the truth is, they were already eroding. Some of them needed oxygen all the time. Some of them were filled with cancer. Some just gave out. Some died suddenly. But every time we lose a pillar, if you look hard enough by faith, you'll see that they have built up around them the support structure that comes next. I preached on Mother's Day about that great big maple in Ruth's yard that had fallen down on Mother's Day, that great big tree, as if by the act of Ruth's will it had stayed up there because it was split. And when Ruth was gone, the tree was able to collapse. And these two just pointed out to me this week that there are little trees all around that we're going to be able to pick up and take and plant and let them grow so someday a generation, 2 generations on, they can rest in the shade of Ruth DeRoe. By faith, we keep going. By faith, we thank God for the people that have been in our lives and made a difference. By faith, we strive to be the sort of people that others can look back on and remember. By faith, we accept the fact that as stupid as we feel we are, we got some wisdom in there somewhere rattling around that can be of use to others. By faith, we read a book that's close to 2,000 years old, in some cases 3,000 or 4,000 years old, or even more, and know that the wisdom hasn't changed. By faith, we know as much as we change on the surface, as much as things get confusing, by faith, we know we hold within ourselves the answers we need to solve the problems. By faith that we have, and by the faith of all who came before us, heroes both acknowledged and unknown, stretching back over the millennia, heroes who were just living their lives, heroes who didn't always do the grand gesture, but heroes who, by faith, kept it moving forward, what they inherited to what they bestowed. You and I are next, by faith. Amen.